The first reading, we see St. Paul's from the Acts of the Apostles. We see that the significance of this reading is that Philippi is considered the first time that the gospel is preached in Europe. It was the first foundation of the church in Europe. And we see that Lydia, who's mentioned in the gospel specifically, opened her heart to the gospel, to the truth of Christ. And her whole household was baptized. And this is significant in that we see the spread of the faith beyond just the Jewish converts. Now we have the Gentile converts, and the mission continuing to spread, the gospel being preached. So it's just remarkable to see the zeal of St. Paul and his disciples who were with him, how they were eager to spread the gospel and to preach the truth of Christ, and that the seeds of faith being planted, and it's just to inspire us to see how they had no social media, they had no means of modern transportation, they were limited but yet they were filled with the Holy Spirit and their zeal. They did not hesitate to go great distances to preach the gospel and to bring the gospel to others and to share the gospel of Christ. And it's just to inspire us in our own discipleship as followers of Christ, to spread the gospel and to share the gospel and to be witnesses to the faith. In the gospel today, Jesus reminds us that we're always going to have trials and difficulties in this world, and he stresses this. He tells us this so that we remain constant and faithful. I've told you this so that you may not fall away. Jesus is giving us counsel that when we have difficulties and trials, it's not to make us, our faith is not to be faint-hearted or to be discouraged by trials or difficulties or to allow ourselves to be intimidated. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. And then he says this at the end of the gospel again. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you. Just stressing how our Lord wants us to be prepared, that we're not always going to have an easy path, but nonetheless, that he is with us to help us, and the Holy Spirit will give us that strength, that courage, and assistance that we need to be witnesses to the gospel and to live our vocation in following Christ. May our Blessed Mother help us in this month of May to be truly open to the Holy Spirit, to be open to the gospel, and that we may continue that transformation that Easter brings us in our love and our faith in following Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.